This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A top Colorado public health official says she does not expect the federal government's change to the recommended childhood vaccine schedule will hurt availability. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, under Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a longtime vaccine skeptic, has made an unprecedented change, reducing from 17 to 11 the number of vaccines routinely recommended for all children. Dr. Rachel Herlihy, the state epidemiologist, calls it significant.
I think this hopefully is reassuring to parents. These changes will not impact insurance coverage or vaccine availability or access through federal programs.
She says the Board of Health last month recommended the state continue to align with American Academy of Pediatrics guidance and continue with the routine schedule. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A Fort Collins woman has been identified as the victim of last week's fatal mountain lion attack. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The Larimer County Coroner's Office ruled Kristen Marie Kovach's death as accidental. An autopsy revealed that the 46-year-old died of asphyxia due to external neck compression, which was consistent to the mountain lion attack that occurred on New Year's Day. Hikers found Kovach deceased near a mountain lion on a Crozier Mountain Trail. These types of attacks are rare in Colorado. Only 28 had been reported in the last 35 years. The last fatal attack occurred in 1999. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The U.S. House will decide this week whether to override President Trump's veto of a Colorado water pipeline bill. Politico first reported House leadership believes an override could succeed. The Colorado bill, sponsored by Republican Lauren Boebert, would extend the payback period for local entities involved in the Arkansas Valley Conduit in southeastern Colorado. This is CPR News.